Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
All right, everyone, this is a good topic. People always say, oh, I just don't have time. I can't do this. I can't. There's a million excuses. So this is going to be a rant, warning in advance. If you don't want someone basically ranting about time, you might as well, you don't want to listen to this one. Recently, I had a couple people come up to me and wanted help doing things. And they're like, well, why haven't you been able to get done? Well, I just don't have time. I was talking with my wife about it the other day where she's in charge of basically all the women in our church within our little geographic area. And when we were down in Southern California, it was she had the same opportunity to work with a lot of the families. And it was fascinating to me to see those people who say they didn't have time were actually those people who always had the most amount of time but wasted it. And yet the people who got all the majority of things done were those people who had the least amount of time. In fact, it kind of became this standing joke that if you want something done, just ask my wife because she can get everything done. She's the most amazing woman in the world when it comes to that kind of stuff. And I find it fascinating that so often in business and in personal growth and in other areas where people are trying to make a difference and trying to change, the one excuse I hear all the time is, I just don't have time. Now, this is kind of like people saying, oh, will this work for my business? Yes, it will work for your business. And yes, you do have time. There's a couple things I want to talk to you about. And again, if this hurts your feelings, sorry, but I'm ranting right now and you can turn this off at any time you're listening to this voluntarily. So understand that typically the problem most people have when it comes to time is they're allowing other people's priorities to take precedence over what matters most to them. And I see this happen so often where the significance of what they think they're going to get by meeting someone else's deadlines, that significance is more important to them than actually owning and controlling their own time. The second thing I see happen all the time that is too often people have just a lack of exciting things to do. And so they get the whole peanut butter type of effect when it comes to time management, where with peanut butter, you just keep spreading and spreading and spreading. And now all of a sudden, a project that should only take 30 minutes takes 3 to 4 hours just because they're like, oh, I just don't know. And they start making excuses and realize that deadlines are actually your friend. And it's not uncommon for myself where I will actually impose a lot of deadlines, false deadlines, just to accelerate things. It goes back to this whole idea that you'll get more done the day before you're going on vacation than you will 3 weeks prior to that, because you've got this exciting thing that's about to take place and you know you've got to get certain things done before you can enjoy the excitement. And so if you start looking at adding things that are exciting in your life as a reward and then doing a whole bunch of things to get that done, you'll find you get more accomplished and more done, and you'll start saying no to things that matter. The other thing I run across all the time is that too often, oh my gosh, it drives me crazy. Too often people run across this whole idea as far as they know what they're supposed to do, but they just don't want to do it. And so because they don't want to do it, they waste a ton of time in basically procrastination and everything else. I'm a huge believer in time blocking. If you're not familiar with it, in fact, it's a Saturday afternoon. I'm here at the office because I had my son Parker come up from college. It was down at BYU in Provo, about 5 hours away. He's doing an amazing job with the One Funnel Away with his One Podcast Away challenge with he and a buddy. And yet he was feeling so overwhelmed with his time. I just can't get it. There's too much stuff. I can't get it done. I'm like, Parker, I want you to come home this weekend and we're going to go to the office and you're going to create all of your content in one day. He's like, Dad, I can't do that. I'm like, listen, you literally are going to come to the office. And so he's going to take 5 hours of driving up to the office, and then he and I are going to crush through 10 days worth of content in about 5 or 6 hours, just because you have to understand the hardest thing, especially when you're creating content, is to just piecemeal it. When I'm doing a whole bunch of podcasts, I will typically stack podcasts. I'll do interviews and I try to stay focused. The hardest part is the stop and start that most people have with interruptions when it comes to their day. You have to be just militant about guarding your time. I see the same thing taking place. I'm a huge believer in doing time studies. If you have not done a time study, please take the time and go out and do a time study. The way it works is you basically, you record every single day in 30-minute increments. What did you do the last 30 minutes? What did you do the next 30 minutes? Every single 30 minutes. And the end of 30 minutes is when you record it. You don't wait till the end of the day. You need it in the moment. Because what's going to happen is you're then going to start seeing, oh, I probably didn't need to do that. You know what? I shouldn't be checking my email every single 20 or 30 minutes. There's nothing that wastes people's time more than email and social media and all these types of things. Realize that there's very few things that are just that urgent. And too often people feel they get so much significance. They get this dopamine rush of, oh my gosh, people like me because they're sending me emails or they're liking my posts and they keep checking. Realize if you'll block things out, say, listen, I am, if you're familiar with it all, this whole idea as far as the Pomodoro effect, Pomodoro stands for tomatoes and it basically goes back to the tomato timer where you literally, I've got a cube, it sits on my desk and there's basically one side is off and then it's broken down 5, 10, 15, 30, and 60 minutes. And what you do is basically turn the timer over and you set it to whatever time increment you want and it literally counts down and then it buzzes. And at the end of so if you think something's going to take you an hour, then you basically put down in 60 minutes, this is all the amount of time I have. I will not let it go past that. So realize that too often people run across this concept of that time doesn't matter and they can just keep doing things. There's nothing that is more detrimental to an entrepreneur or to a business owner than not controlling your time. And if you feel like, gosh, I have to do all these things, then what you need to start looking at is what do I need to do to make enough money so I can hire someone else to do that? What do I need to do to have an assistant? What do I need to do? And so start identifying what are the most important things that you can do to get you the revenue that you need to hire whoever you need to have so that you can stop doing that. Realize that there is nothing more important than your time. It is the only thing you cannot get more of. You can get more money. You can get more of everything else, but you cannot get more time. And I see so many excuses when it comes to people with their time. It's like, gosh, you know what? I can't get home. I can't spend this time with my family and because of this, this, and this. And realize, you know what? Typically what happens is most time a person's looking at, maybe they actually don't want to be home with their family. Maybe they're getting more significance at work. And so they're using that as an excuse. Be honest with yourself. Why is it that you can't have time? Why is it, whatever that reason is, fix it. Find a way of fixing the issue that you have around why you're telling yourself you don't have enough time. Again, you can postpone deadlines. You can move things. You can stop doing things that you think are important that really aren't. Take a look and basically say, what is the worst thing that's going to happen if I don't get this done? And what's the very best thing that's going to happen? And then basically identify what matters. I can tell you email used to be my biggest nemesis because I felt like I had to respond to everyone's emails. Right? I am a huge believer as far as email goes. In fact, those people who email me, it's not, you get basically an automatic response that says, I check email twice a day at this time and this time. And right now, I don't even check email. Actually, I've been fortunate enough to have Courtney Nichol, who's my new assistant, she's doing it. Before that, Chrissy did it for me. And realize there are very, very few things that are that important. And what will happen is at the end of the month, I literally will get down to the end. And if there's a whole bunch of things in my inbox, I literally will just delete it all. And say, if it's that important, they'll reach out to me next month and start it over again. So realize there are very, very few things that are as important as you think they are when it comes to your time. Unfortunately, for most of us, we get so much significance by feeling busy and not being productive. The key here is you've got to find a way of being productive. You've got to find a way of getting away from doing the busy work. Ari Mizell, a dear friend of mine, has a company called Less Doing. His whole thing... Basically, his whole thing is finding a way of how do you replace yourself? How do you find a way of replacing yourself? And too often people think, gosh, if I replace myself, then I will have no significance. I won't be important to people. And we get this false sense of security. I remember my very first few jobs when I was basically creating an insurance agency and we were doing a whole bunch of things trying to build out an employee benefits firm. And I felt so much significance by doing everything. And I remember talking to a dear friend of mine when he said, you know what, Dave, the only way you're actually ever going to be able to build your business is you've got to find some way of replacing yourself. And I see the same thing. I was talking to a friend of mine who has been a huge guy in a lot of the tech companies, and now as the chief product officer over at Gannett, which basically is USA Today. He'd been at Microsoft, been basically climbed all the career ladders. One of the main things I was talking with him about from a career standpoint, he says, the only way you can get a promotion is you've got to replace yourself. The best way of getting a promotion is when you're able to have someone else that you've hired, that you've trained to basically replace you. Now, yes, it's risky because you're thinking, gosh, well, what happens if? And all of a sudden you start playing that, and then we find a lot of managers and others feeling like, gosh, there's no way I can move up. And if I replace myself, then they're not going to need me. It's totally wrong. If you can create other leaders, if you can create other people who can do what you do, you will always be able to find a better opportunity. Realize that the key here is it's not that you don't have time. It's that you're not managing the time you have. It's that you're allowing other people's lives to take more of a priority than your own. I see this take place. I remember with my wife years ago where she felt that she just had to make sure she was there for my kids at every beck and call. I'm like, sweetie, I love you, and there's nothing more important to me than you. And if you don't have time for you, you cannot be the best mom that you want to be. So you take care of yourself first, and the other kids, they'll figure it out. And by doing that, they've actually become much more independent, and they love her more for that. At the same time, she's the most amazing mom because she's able to be there and be present when she is there, which is one of the most important things you find is if you're working nonstop, all of a sudden the quality of your work actually diminishes, it decreases, and you're not able to actually produce the quality that you want. So then you have to come back later and redo it. Realize you have to find some way of controlling time. It is the only thing that matters in any business owner's job is to find a way of controlling time. And this rant is as much about anybody who might be listening as it is for me personally. It's one of the things I'm really looking at right now as far as what else can I get off of my plate? What can I get rid of? What are the things that I am the very, very best at doing, and only focus on those things and let everything else, let either other people take care of it or let it fall to the wayside. Again, if you're familiar with Gary Keller's One Thing, the whole book is based around this one question. That is, what is the one thing I can do right now or today or this week or this month, whatever time period you want, that will make everything else either unnecessary or not needed? So realize that the whole idea here is I'm trying to find something I can do that is going to basically let me focus on my number one thing. If you focus on that one thing, everything else falls by the wayside. Things take care of themselves over time. And if they don't, then you'll focus on that later when you have the time that's needed. So realize it's not that you don't have time. It's that you are not controlling and managing effectively the time that you have. So take responsibility. Do a time study. Use a Pomodoro type of timer or clock. Take breaks. Refresh your mind. If you're trying to create content, never finish it. It's one of the things I've seen happen all the time. When you're writing or you're creating content, stop. So your mind will continue subconsciously to end. I've seen this happen. I think Stephen King was one of the guys I remember reading about this first, where he literally would never finish a paragraph or never finish a page or a chapter. He'd stop because if he finished it, his mind, it was so hard to get back in, and he had such writer's block when he tried to start again. Your mind will subconsciously allow yourself to keep going. So please understand, I love you. I want more than anything in this world for you to have all the success and all the dreams come true that you've always wanted. It starts by taking control of your day. Have an amazing day. We'll talk to you guys soon.